Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. Hey guys, welcome back. Before we get started, I just want to apologize for my voice. I'm fighting a bit of a cold, but I feel like I can make it through this recording. I know my next episode was supposed to continue into positive parenting, but I just couldn't let Thanksgiving go by without sharing a bit of my own gratitude. We so easily forget that we came into life with nothing. Whatever we get seems our natural right, not a gift, and we forget about the giver. When we realize this and practice thankfulness, we suddenly are aware with how very blessed we are. It's a mind shift that takes place. I can remember after Jude was born instantly and only then understanding how blessed I was with health my entire pregnancy, how blessed my newborn was to be completely and utterly healthy. I realized then how precious life and health both are. I never want to be ungrateful for things that I have been so blessed with. My faith, to live in a nation where I can express my worship to God so freely, for my family who are always there for me. Without God, Josh, and my kids and our family, nothing else matters. But I am aware of every good and perfect gift from God. He's so good. He takes such good care of our needs. Us believers are truly blessed. Everything we need can be found in Him. It's only a prayer away. Without Him, we would have nothing else to be thankful for. Not the love in this life we have found, our kids, our home. I don't want to name all the material things, but I am thankful for every last one. My husband Josh says it so perfectly, that in prayer, Thanksgiving is the least tapped into channel. I wish it wasn't, and I'm guilty of it too. But I know that when I decide to go into prayer, into that day only, thank God, I could go on and on and on. I have the best cries here. If you don't know, I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm a crier. Okay, I love to cry. But I always leave feeling so loved on by Him and overwhelmed with gratitude for Him. Proverbs 15:15 says, "The cheerful heart has a continual feast." Gratitude turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. When I read that on timewarpwife.com, I just knew that I needed to share it in today's episode. Doesn't it feel so good when this time of year rolls around and we all take inventory of our lives? I love seeing all the posts on social media. I love seeing the 30-day Thanksgiving challenges. I also love on Thanksgiving when during dinner we go around and share what we are most thankful for. I love all of these because the rest of the year I feel like we spend too much time and energy worrying over the little things in life that in the grand scheme of things don't matter. And we can get into a rut where we forget all the good that's going on around us. Research has proven that daily exercise and gratitude can drastically increase your happiness levels. If you want to be happy and live a fulfilling life, you can't just pray and wish for it. You have to act. If you want to be happy, healthy, and successful, start by being grateful today. Gratitude leads to happiness, not the other way around. This one simple habit has the ability to reduce stress, lift depression, improve your diet, help you sleep better, make you more likely to exercise, provide you a jolt of energy, make people more generous and kinder to total strangers, make you more likely to achieve your personal goals, keep your mind sharp, lower blood pressure, lower your chances of diabetes, and help heart patients recover faster. Practicing thankfulness or gratitude doesn't need to be an elaborate process. It can just be a simple minute or two of your day in which you reflect on the good things in your life that you are thankful for. You could start each day with a grateful heart. You can journal or do this during prayer. If you do journal, there are multiple benefits, like looking back on them when you have those bad days and you're feeling down. You can also pass these down to your children. Another thing you could do is tell people when you appreciate them. Oftentimes we think it, but we don't say it. Another thing you can do to continue being grateful well into the year of 2020 is say thank you. Don't just think it. A lot of times we assume people know we are thankful when they actually have no clue if we are thankful or not for what they have done for us. Count your blessings. I know this is a general statement, but have you actually counted them lately? How many things in your life are blessings that go undervalued? Remember the statement, what if you woke up tomorrow with things you only thanked God for today? 5, savor the moments. This is the hardest one to accomplish. We are all so discontent. We always forget to live in the moment because we are too worried about the next. Thanksgiving doesn't have to end tomorrow. Let's be thankful all year long. I hope you all have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving with your family. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you haven't already, please hit subscribe, rate, or leave a review. This would really help me to know how you're enjoying the content that I'm putting out. Join me on my next episode as I finish up with Conscious and Positive Parenting Part 2.